glass of milk, and then some sugar. Mm-hmm. That was coffee milk.
Mm-hmm. How about, how did you describe coffee that people would drink without milk or cream?
Plain.
Plain coffee. Did you ever hear that called barefoot?
No, never did.
Someone said, take your coffee barefoot means without cream.
Would you care for it though with long sweetening? You know what long sweetening
is?
No,
I don't.
Well, if you take it with long sweetening, that's with a spoon or two of sorghum or one of the cane syrups. Mm. But if you want it sweetened otherwise, then it was the refined sugar, granular.
So long sweetened would
It's with syrup.
It would be more sweet.
Mm. Well, no, that's what he had to offer you.
Oh, I see.
Because sugar has always been a precious item.
I see.
And the sorghum was more plentiful than the sugar, than the granular sugar.
And much more easily come by than,
That's right.
You find. And at the table, how would you serve water? How would you describe that? A tumbler or a glass or?
Well, I always heard it. A glass of water.
Glass,
However, my grandmother had beautiful tumblers.
I see.
And they are footed glasses.
Sunday.
Sunday glasses.
I see.
Like my son, when I would always have the family dinners, his little eyes, about 4 years old, and his little eyes were so round, and he said, "We must be careful today because Mother's serving in her beautiful vases." They were the tumblers.
How about terms for homemade beer or wine or whiskey? Do you have any recollection of what was called particularly homemade whiskey?
No, just corn liquor.
Corn liquor, moonshine.
Moonshine, just those terms.
Mm-hmm.
But wine was just wine, muscadine or whatever fruit wine, or the brandies. Branded fruit now has been made in the area, and that is a fermented fruit with the sugar and the fruit. And from one friend to another, or from a mother to a daughter, they give you a cup of the fermented fruit. And every 2 weeks you add a cup to that to make branded fruit.
I see.
That you serve on sponge cake for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the leavening, they always pinched off a piece of the dough and passed it down for the leavening.
So you never bought any yeast?
Any yeast.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about different kinds of berries that you remember, and nuts?
All kinds. We had blackberries and huckleberries.
The ones that would grow on the
ground.
And
dewberries.
Dewberries.
On the vines, and raspberries, and boysenberries. There is an abundance of berries.
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
You mentioned hickory nuts. What other nuts?
Hickory nuts and chestnuts and walnuts.
How about the, I suppose this was a...
And I guess muscadines would come under berries, too.
I suppose this would
be plums,
a...
cherries.
A fancy item in your store. Different kinds of nuts that would be brought
That were imported.